raffle tickets. Young Haley is walking around there in a very nice evening gown. You can talk to her, she'll show you how the drawer system works if you don't know. And she can also sell you a ticket. And one ticket is $20, three is $50, and 10 is get you $100. And those tickets go in the pot. And the prize, if you win, is a 38 undercover revolver, a very, very nice little carry gun for anybody looking for a great little carry gun.
For KZYX News, this is Hope McKenney. On Saturday, the Friends of the NRA held benefits throughout the state of California. At the event held in Fort Bragg, protesters gathered out front to protest NRA influence over gun legislation. While the signs on the door told the press to stay out, NRA supporters were warmly greeted at a Pentecostal church near the edge of town. There were only two attendees of the benefit who would speak to me. I caught them on the front steps taking a smoke break.
Well, one thing that I would say is it seems strange that they would be protesting guns. I think they should be protesting the drug companies. Because I think it wasn't like the last 20 or 25 people that was responsible for a mass shooting were on those psychosomatic drugs or whatever the hell, you know, like the Ritalins and stuff.
And do you think this strictly has to do with mental illness?
Well, I would think anybody that shoots somebody would be crazy.
And why did you attend this event?
The company I work for buys a table, and I get a free dinner and a chance to maybe win a gun.
Are you an NRA member?
I am not.
Okay. Are you a gun owner?
I am.
What do you use your guns for mainly?
I really don't use them for anything. I rarely
ever. Beer cans.
Yeah, that's about it.
And what kind of guns do you have?
Rifles and pistols and shotgun.
And could you introduce yourself?
I've lived here all my life and have used guns all my life.
Could you give me your name and what you do?
I'd rather not. I mean, I don't think you need my name.
Max Dinner is no affiliation with the NRA.
Can you tell me then who are the Friends of the NRA?
They're pretty much a nonprofit freaking donation organization.
And what does the money go towards?
Teaching people how to shoot guns.
And why is that important?
Because if somebody's going to have a gun, they got to know how to use it.
Yeah, it's better than shooting yourself in the foot.
And could you guys describe what it's like in there? Because they're not letting me in.
Food and fun.
And how many people do you think are in there right now?
Sold out, full house.
Protesters held signs that said, "Ban assault weapons now. The NRA is no friend of mine. And NRA, please don't make targets of our teachers." I spoke to protester Carolyn Carlton Breaux, who was disappointed by the number of young people protesting the benefit compared to the number attending it.
I'm a little surprised. The age group seems to be 50 to 60-year-olds. The age group is quite a bit older generation. Mm-hmm. And I would love to see some younger people standing up.
And you mentioned that you've seen some younger people that you haven't seen in this crowd going in there.
Yes. Yes. Young men. I would like to see young men and women out here asking the NRA to really reconsider their policy of pushing for assault weapons.
The Friends of the NRA is a 501c3 tax-exempt organization, meaning the proceeds are tax-deductible. Tickets for the benefit ranged in price from $60 up to $4,500 for a table and included games, raffles, and a silent auction featuring guns. I spoke to one unlikely protester. His name is Bill Baker, a resident of Mendocino County since the 70s, a gun owner, a current member of the NRA, and one of the over 100 protesters outside the benefit.
I'm an NRA member, and I don't know if you know it, but about 70% of NRA members do support sensible gun control. Everything that's on the signs here, you know, banning automatic assault weapons, background checks, all of it, the whole thing. So that the membership, these are like, you know, reasonable, responsible community members, and that's the truth of the NRA membership. But we have I think of them as a lunatic leadership that kind of politicized the NRA about 20 years ago and has turned us into a fringe group that, you know, funnels money to different causes and so forth. And they're crazy, and they're an embarrassment to any responsible gun owner in the country.
The protest of the benefit was started through social media by Carol Greenberg, a member of the coastal Mendocino community who is concerned for the well-being of our youth.
We're in a country that needs to fix it. You know, we all have these very sad moments and count the heads of the children that died. And then life goes on like it didn't happen. And yeah, we talk about it at social events, and, you know, cocktail party, talk conversation, but nothing changes. So one by one, you hope if everybody walking through thinks a little more. They're ignoring us mostly. But if they think a little more about what we're saying, why we're saying it, and decide next year they're not going to give money to the NRA, then that would be better. And in America, that's our power. We can make things a little better by inch by inch. And last night I watched two of the students who had survived, and listening to them would break your heart. Just break your heart. This one young man talked about, you know, if you've ever heard an AR-15 go off, it's an atrocious noise. He said, we were in school, hiding under our desks in a room, and it sounded like the building was being blown apart. He said, my schoolmates were calling home to say goodbye to their parents. How do you just hear that and go about your life as if nothing needs to change?
For KZYX News, this is Hope McKenney.